everybody. This is Ron Amatron from the Creation Light Ship, and we're here to do some wonderful healing with everybody. So if you wish to experience that, just hang on, and we'll be doing that right now. So here we go. Let's do an emotional clearing, going back 5 days. So 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. Okay, and let's do another clearing. We'll do the flip side of that, your feeling body. So 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. So, let me think what else we can do here. Maybe some trauma, I guess, here. So here we go. So 5 days cleared. 4 days cleared. There's some stuff there. Let me start over again. 5 days cleared. 4 days cleared. 3 days cleared. 2 days cleared. Yesterday cleared. And today cleared. Okay. And we'll do a mental body. So this may help all of you here. Hopefully. If it doesn't help you, that means that you're probably in your heart. You don't need it. So here we go. Mental clearing. 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. And what we'll do, just to show you how time works here, we're going to put you in time of yesterday. Okay? Remember, the time controls you. So why not have some fun with this here so you can actually feel the way it is. So before you came on this show, you know what the time of today is, right? You're in time of this calendar date. This is why we have a natal chart clearing to help you out with these different alien transmissions to you to control you. So we're going to put you into yesterday. So hopefully it wasn't too bad for you, but just see how you respond to this here. I should have probably did this before we did the emotional clearing. So we'll just take that away. I'll take those clearings away right now. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. So there we go. Now you're back to where you were before. You're like, oh, crap. Here we are. So I want to put you in the time of yesterday so you can see how time is really controlling you. So on a count of 10, and you're going to be placed into the time-based reality of the darkness from yesterday. Remember, the light ship can go backwards. They can't go forward, but they can go backwards in time. This is how they do the clearings for you. Remember, the light only works in the now. There's no future. So here we go, going back to yesterday. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. So, do you feel like you're experiencing yesterday? Okay. And let's take you back one more day. So since this call today is on, and this will also work on the archives, so today is Wednesday, so we just got into the Tuesday's energy. And we'll go back to Monday. So here we go. Going back one day backwards, just to show you what it's like to be in time. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So now you went from Tuesday to Monday. And how does that feel, everybody? If you'd like to call in or go on the fast chat, let me know how this is working for you, or maybe how bad it's working for you. That would be fine, too. So now let's go to the present moment here. So here we go, coming back into this particular time, this moment. Remember, we're still in time. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So we like to talk about being out of time when you're with your spirit. This is where your spirit works only, out of time. So this is where you have your own connection to source energy. It's not in time at all. So here we go. We're going to have the light ship do this for you. So bring up the light beam on your monitor screen if you'd like to. If you're new to the program, go to Creation Light Ship Healing, scroll down, and you can actually see the light beam a little ways down on your monitor screen there, about an inch or so. So here we go. Take you out of time. So again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So that's some people there who are having trouble with sound, which could be maybe changing the time frequencies here. So if you had the experience of feeling yesterday's energy and the day before, remember, this is where you're living all the time here, because you're living in the past. Just think of the thoughts of your ancestors that you're living that you don't know what they are. That could be pretty awful, too. But think if they had a bad day, and that bad day is now your bad day, and you don't know where it came from, okay? So you're out of time now, and we'll do an entity clearing. So we'll work from the bottom of our feet going up to the top of our head. So bottom of your feet now to your ankles. Here we go. Clearing this out now. One, two, three. Oh boy, we got some. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And ankles to knees. Moving up. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And knees to waist. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And we'll go waist up to our shoulders. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And now we'll go above to our neck and our head. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And naturally, we can't forget to do our arms. So here we go. Down our left arm first. 1, 2, down to our tips of our fingers. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Right arm, same process. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And we'll bring more of your spirit into your body stronger now. So here we go. Use the word stronger, and I'll put some music on so you can actually experience yourself being more with you in your body. 1, 2, so stronger, 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 and stronger. So I'll have some music on for a little bit, and take a note, see how your body is responding. Check out your consciousness. Sylvia, are you out there, Sylvia, in cyberspace somewhere?
Yep, I'm floating out here in cyberspace. Floating out of time. It feels really good. Welcome, everyone. I'm sure that you're all feeling pretty good right now after those wonderful healing samples. And isn't it interesting to experience the difference between being in time, like yesterday, and then going out of time? And for myself, my body and my spirit just love that. I mean, it feels so good when you're just out of time and you're in the moment. Your body relaxes, and then getting the entities out, your spirit can just come in so much more, and it just feels wonderful. And I guess really when you think about it, it's the mind that's always trying to run you into the past or in the future. So it's great being out of that energy. And let's see, I wanted to mention something real quick. Even though it's Wednesday night and we're on Station 1, for some reason at BBS right now, the only way you can call in, if you want to call in and come on live to ask Ron a question, is by calling the Station 2 number that usually you only call when we're on Friday nights. So I'll give you the number. It's going to be just I guess, for this night. And it's 415-762-1161. Again, that's 415-762-1161. If you'd like to call in and share your experiences with what we just went through on those clearings or anything else, or ask Ron a question about the lightship or clearings or ascension, anything that you'd like, we'd love to have you come on. So if you can't call in for some reason, you can still go on the fast chat and type in a question. So that's a lot of fun, too. And we'll just continue on with clearing samples and talk about upcoming clearings and answer questions that we have on the fast chat. So back over to you, Ron.
Okay. So our newest clearing, one of the newest ones, is the circulatory clearing. That's very, very nice. If you haven't had that, you may want to consider that. But you need to have your alien death barcode beforehand to have it become more effective. So it's a wonderful clearing. I can just do a quick sample of that for everybody, and it'll last you for probably throughout this show, and then the energy will have to leave because you didn't complete the whole process, which takes quite a while to do. So here we go, to give you a little sample of that here. This is a circulatory clearing, and this takes away implants and connected devices from the darkness that tell your blood how to respond inside of your body, basically. And in a sense, it puts up roadblocks in your circulatory system. So here we go. We'll count to 10, and you're going to probably feel your body getting very happy on the inside. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And we'll do a little bit more for those of you who may want to feel a little more energy. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, there we go. And what we're going to do next is a sample clearing. And we'll do one for heartache. So here we go. We'll go back 5 days. So 5 days ago cleared. Boy, I feel that the heart chakras are kind of closed down here. So we'll do a chakra clearing here. So go to your heart center, reposition that. There we go. Throat chakra, third eye, power chakra, second chakra, first chakra. Do an opening now for all the chakras. I'll just count to five to speed things up. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And now we'll do a heartache clearing. I'll just do this quickly. It's done. It's over with. There we go. This is what Jesus did when he said, "You're healed," basically. That's how quick the energy works. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, great. We have a wonderful question here on the fast chat from Brett, and he says, "Ron, can you give an example of what earthly contracts are, the kind that you work with in the Master 4-in-1 healing?"
Yes, basically, the light of the darkness gives you the forced reincarnation. Most people don't understand that you're stuck here. And so the next thing is that they indicate to you through many, many books and the teachings of the light of the darkness and the spiritual hierarchy that comes forth to channel through people, which is still the light of the darkness. What happens is you're stuck here only because for some reason you can't leave. And that's more than likely the barcode on your spirit, okay? And like I said on the previous show here, everybody's waiting for, 2012 to come, not knowing what's going to happen, but there's a lot of information out on it that could be all false. And that information is one of those things, is that that's a prophecy, maybe of doom and gloom, the planet not being here. If it is a time for ascension, that's the way it would look, because the whole universe of light is turned off. But there are people who are waiting maybe to leave at that particular time and date. So it's in December. I think it was, I think the 21st. I believe the last show I said 23rd, but I think it might be the 21st. It doesn't make any difference to me. You know, we're going to be hearing more about this in December of 2010, naturally. So what it's doing is it's setting everybody up to tune in to this wonderful dark side energy transmission and attunement to probably take you all out sideways to a dark side universe because you're expecting something to happen. And so I'm sure there'll be tons of channeling during that time about come to this website, come to this maybe conference call, you know, wait and do your ohms, et cetera, you know, do your yoga meditations or whatever you're doing, become still. And at this given time, zap, we're doing the ascension, okay? So that's what I'm assuming is going to happen. And there'll be tons of information out there about it at that particular time. But that's the way the dark side is going to steal everybody. So remember, they're setting you up for a fall, or they're setting you up to capture you. So remember, if you don't have your spirit barcode taken off, you're going to be had, whether you go into that system or not, because it's going to be a mass consciousness. So I just wanted to add that. So what was the question, Sylvia?
The question was more about what are earthly contracts, and if you could give an example of what that kind of thing is.
Yeah, that was probably the biggest one, okay? So basically, when you come in here and you incarnate for the first time, you find other spirits that are here probably for the first time, too, and you're all kind of gathered together. And we'll just look at it as a classroom going to school, okay? So you're in the, say, first grade in classroom A, and maybe there's a couple thousand other spirits in that, and you all decide to incarnate. And because you know each other, you know, in your soul family, you decide to see what it's like to be down here and to communicate with them by looking out of the eyes of the body that you're in. So you all decide, we'll say, to be... we'll just say African for that lifetime, okay? So you all come in to be African, and, you know, you look out the eyes and go, yeah, I know you, you know, from the soul family, that's great. And as you get older, you know, you have your contracts, and the contracts are how to heal the body. And so remember, the spirit is here to help heal your body, to get rid of density, the judgments out of it. Well, part of that is because most people are not conscious. You know, the spirit has to finally agree with the body that it's going to set you up with some other spirits to cause you harm, because that's the job of your spirit, to help heal the body, because you're not conscious enough to go to your heart center or to even know that you do have a spirit. So you have these spiritual contracts that are driven by your spirit having to do this. Remember, your body is basically unconscious. It doesn't know, but the spirit has that horsepower to have you go to a certain location, and you can even call it intuition if you wish. So all of a sudden you get set up and wham, something happens to you because you didn't understand that you already had that same scenario happening to you maybe for 1,000 times, but you never got it. And now that big cosmic 4x4 hits you over the head and you have some physical problems. So that's your spiritual setups, contracts, and agreements. It's normally all negative. Should you have those? Well, your spirit's here to help you, but the light only works in love and joy and doesn't do that. But down here it does. Not that the light does it, the light of the darkness does, and so we're tuned into the light of the darkness. So that's the basic thing that we have, is the light of the darkness is here, and the dark side, you know, is promoting itself greatly throughout all incarnations. So you have your spiritual contracts and agreements. On the Form 1 set, we take you out of that. We take you out of this karmic situation of having to come back here over and over and over again, and those contracts. Then you're responsible now for your body. Remember, you're not responsible until you get out of your soul family, because it's still going to have stuff happening to you daily, because this is what the job of your spirit is to have conscious control over you. You can do that, or if not, it will just kind of guide you through your intuition to go to a certain location to get run over by a car, okay? And that's, you know, the saddest part. Maybe you only get your finger hit by a hammer by someone else, or maybe somebody makes your trip. Maybe you're really young and, you know, and you're skipping rope and somebody does something to the rope and makes it go up higher, you know. But regardless, you know, you hurt yourself because your body has blocked energy in that particular location. So once you get out of your soul family, which is what we do in the 4-in-1 set, and that also connects you to your home base energy, which is from light, and your twin flame energy, which is experiencing some other location in the universe of light, besides this one here that used to be light that now is darkness. So you have a lot of energies there that get released from you. So you're able to now be able to be conscious enough to control your own life without spiritual setups and agreements. And those are normally almost all negative. I imagine there may be some people listening out there who have really good luck, and they can go out and maybe go to a gambling casino and maybe win every time and make lots of money. But I think for most of the people, those spiritual contracts are just, paying your dues and giving your money away. And you might have the guidance that, yeah, this is the right thing to do, but, all of a sudden it changes on you. So that's kind of what happens, is that these contracts are there, put in place, and it's just for you to understand that this is how the dark side works. So, do we have a beep out there? Is there a caller online?
Yeah, hi, can you hear me?
Yeah, sure can. So go ahead. You got the floor.
Okay, yeah, but did it give you a testimonial towards the Master 4-in-1 where you just talked about the soul contract? I remember how funny you said they had a gift to me, and I said, I don't want the gift, goodbye, because I remember you saying that my soul contracts were released, and I remember how much pain I went through, not really remembered, but, you know, like the thoughts, the remembrance of it, not the emotional baggage that went with it. But I definitely didn't want any gifts from them. I don't know if I should have turned it away, but I thought it was funny because why would they want to give me a gift after they've put me through, I mean, whatever the soul contracts I agreed to was probably what, all those learning lessons, quote unquote. So that's why I wanted to share that. I thought it was funny. And
yeah,
did
so they
you
do.
Mention
we're,
also
we're
that you take 13
lessons,
planets,
you know,
away?
And that say that they talk about that being your spiritual evolution here. Well, it is when you're in the light of the darkness. You know, you are here to learn because you have to learn how to heal your body. This is basically kind of true, except there's no love in there. And so, this is what you're doing, and you're continuously doing this here. Remember, the light would never cause any harm to any of its creation. So once you understand that premise, then you realize, hey, how can God be such a vengeance type of being? You know, you have to fear God. Well, that's true because you are fearing the aliens, but the light doesn't do that. So it's, very interesting to watch and to hear different people talk about the energies and that, how the light of the darkness talks about spiritual hierarchy and everything else. And it's quite interesting to view and to see what's actually truly happening. And how most people, as I was at the expo in L.A. after, seeing a few things there, and hearing a few speakers speak, these people, all they do is research, and they research time. This is what, I saw. I already knew this, but it was very obvious that these speakers are coming out, whoever they are, and they're researchers. And all the research is from the past coming forward, and they draw their conclusions. And some of these people have big names, and these big name people are here, and they're planning to tell people how it's going to be. So it's very interesting on how you see this here and how you actually understand what's going on. Because when you start looking at time, you're going to be realizing that these researchers are feeding you time energy. And in that time energy is the self-fulfilling prophecies. So do understand that, everybody, that you want to be in the moment to be out of the time. So I guess back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, so we have quite a few comments about the Master 4-in-1 clearing. And, I think it's just the most joyous clearing that you have, because like you said before, the majority of the clearings are all taking something away, like taking away densities or traumas or, attachments or all these different things. And in this one, it's like having, you know, part of yourself returned to you. So it's just really, really incredible. And Karen has typed into the fast chat, this is a great clearing. Haven't done that many, but did this one, and it is great. I've seen and my husband witnessed real changes in my life. So it's great. Thank you for sharing that, Karen. And looks like Mike has sent you an email, Ron, about wanting to do that clearing next.
Yes, that's just a wonderful clearing. This is what I started doing. Initially, I just did the emotional, the mental, sensory, which is past lives, and then the foreign one. And when I started doing these here, probably in about 2005, 2006, that's all the life shift that people needed here. Well, as you can see, our list of services kind of grew a little bit, and just people have more and more issues. So remember, the light's only in the now, so they don't really know what you're going through. And people don't really understand that. Remember, the light's only in the now, so all they can see what's in front of them is what's happening. So as I bring forth more people to the light ship to have more clearings done, and then the people start saying, gee, I have this type of situation, I need that clear too, or I have this problem here, this energetic body is filled up, then the light ship will start to create more healings for everybody. And that's kind of how it starts. But remember, they don't perceive you as anything's wrong with you. So that might be a little hard for you to understand, because you think that the light is all-knowing. Well, it is, but it's not going to judge you. So it feels that whatever you're dealing with is perfectly fine for yourself because it doesn't judge its creations. Now, when you judge it and you say, hey, I don't like this anymore. I don't want to have emotional traumas. I don't want to have the suffering from my past relationship that I had an awful divorce, heartache. We all have issues, lots of them. Then all of a sudden, you're saying that you want to change your one event to another one, and you want it to be better. And so that means that you have density in you. And so naturally, the issues in your DNA don't always come up until they get activated. And so, it's like yourself. How do you find out how much stuff you have inside of you? All you can go by is what you've experienced up to now. So that's kind of it. You have, this complete history of everything, probably from most of the humans on this planet stored inside of you, and what's going to come up next. And then, if it's a negative situation, which it probably would be because it's going to be stored in you, blocking the energy, then you want to get rid of it. And so this is why we have different types of classifications of healings. And all these classifications are sometimes kind of general. Like an emotional clearing, you might go, what the heck's an emotional clearing? Well, that gets rid of your basic traumas, probably 90-95% of your stuff in this lifetime that you have come up. So you might say, gee, I don't have that much, I can't think of that much. Well, just think what happened today in your life. How many thoughts have you had today about judging good, bad, or indifferent, Well, that's stored inside of you now. So that came up, you judged it, and now it's stuffed back into your body, and eventually it could kill you. Now, if we didn't have ascension coming, and we'll just say that ascension, we'll just forget about that. So now all of a sudden, you have a life of a lot of stuff happening to you, and now you have a child. Or maybe you are a female and you're pregnant and you're going to have a baby in a month from now. Well, have you worked on yourself? Did you work on yourself before you conceived that child? Hopefully you did. Hopefully you had your emotional clearing done at least. If not, your whole lifetime baggage, everything from your parents that you know about consciously, remember you probably can only go back this one lifetime, but all of that stuff, all of your spankings, all of your stuff at school, everything that you dealt with, peer pressure, all that is now going to be passed on to your child. And why is that? Because you didn't clear yourself out. And this is why we have such stuff now happening to us and why it's so dense here, because nobody has done this. And this is why the light ship is here to help you. Remember, you should have been doing this as far as the light ship's perspective on humanity is that you should have heard what Jesus stated 2,000 years ago, and that should be recorded, from generation to generation, passed down, just like storytelling. And you should be completely cleared out of stuff. And you should be completely in your body with your spirit, living a joyful life now, because you should have been working on yourself, all of your ancestors, for 2,000 years. So this is the way the light ship looks at it. And is it your fault? Well, look at your parents. Did they understand it? Did they go to church? Did they realize what Jesus was doing? You know, the information is there. And by all means, did they connect with your spirit? Did they ask your spirit what to do? And have you then asked your spirit what to do? You know, if you haven't, then that's why you're in the condition and the state of events and situations and traumas in your life, because you didn't ask. Did you go outside of yourself and ask somebody else? You could have. Maybe you had a channeling and they said, oh man, you're perfect. Well, then that's all that you needed and you stopped. But, you know, was that true? Probably not. Who are they channeling? Somebody from the darkness? So back to you, Sylvia. We'll get a little bit lighter here. We can do some healings if you wish, or, you know, get some more questions here. So it is, you know, for me, you know, just very frustrating to see humanity here, because most people don't get it. And like I said, you know, the speakers at a lot of the expos that I've seen, you know, over the years, all they do is research on the past. And so they have great information about the past, and they also have great information about people who can look into the future, visionaries, and they bring that together, and then they present it to you on the plate in front of you. And then you perceive that as truth. They don't tell you that the Earth has not been here every 2,000 years, and that everything is changeable. All they do is tell you the prophecies, and you can look upon the past to draw your conclusions for the dark side, self-fulfilling prophecies, that's happening to you, because it is going to happen, because history repeats itself. This is why you're repeating the life of your ancestors, only because of judgment and not connecting to your spirit. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, well, we have quite a few questions going on the fast chat, so take a few more up, and then that'd be great if we could do some more healing samples. Let's see, we have someone on the fast chat by the name of Spirit in Form that's asking if I'm going to ask your two questions. Those questions posted anywhere, so if you could retype them, that would be great. We have Ed asking, can we remove the ball of anxiety in our lower chest, a program system?
What again?
Can we remove the ball of anxiety in our lower chest? And then after that, he says, a program system. I think those are related.
Boy, I don't know how to you know, to do that. There's so much there. You know, you have to get an issue. But I can move blocked energy in your lower chest, so I can do that. That's no problem. Here we go. Are you ready? So,
I'm ready.
Right now, it's done. Okay, here we go. Next question, Sylvia.
Okay, we have J.R. He says, what does it, or he or she, what does it mean when the animals seem to be converging on humans all at the same time?
I don't know what that means either. I'll need to get a better question than, to answer that. You know, it sounds like that, you know, like maybe you're out in the wilderness and wolves are attacking you or something like that, or bees. So I don't know. I just need a better way of having that question presented to me. So back to you again, Sylvia.
Okay. Yeah, I think, you know, sometimes what
happens... I don't know if that even relates to this show. You know, this is about healing.
Yeah.
So, you know, I don't mind doing healings for people that we have on the website that can show you what the light ship can do. So that's all that I would really like to cover is light ship healing. That's what it's all about. You know, that's what I'm here to do, is to help you understand what the light ship can do for you. Not just to do general healings on a sore toe or something, because that's not going to help you. So back to you, Sylvia.
Yeah, I think I would just add to that that you have to really keep in mind what happens is with the media, which is definitely driven by the dark side, the whole purpose of it is to create sensationalism and fear. And they'll try to put on a bunch of stories all at the same time that makes it look like, you know, things are happening. And, you know, so there may be, have been some stories in the news about, you know, a person getting attacked by an animal here and there and what have you. And it makes it seem much bigger than it is because they're just trying to make you afraid. So the best thing to do is, you know, stay in your heart, be in the moment, and, you know, just don't worry about the media. So let's see. We have Everett asking, is there a matrix disconnection clearing?
Yeah, we do that, so that's good. That disconnects your thoughts in your head from the programs that are being transmitted to you. So that's a pretty nice clearing. There's other clearings, too, that we also have, but this is one of those. I can't guarantee it'll get all of them out, but it does help. So here we go. Remember, the dark side can come in, you know, in different doors and windows, you see. So you can clear one of these off, and they can still kind of maybe attack you some other way, like in a parallel universe as you're sleeping at night, or even when you're, you know, thinking that you're here and you're not. In fact, we'll bring you right here, right now. So everybody, we'll see if your energy changes. So we're going to command your body to be back here right now, and also your spirit. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. There. See if you're here. See if you felt anything change. If you did, you weren't here. Where were you? You won't have an idea, because it'll look like what it did here. Remember, that you're in time. So we'll do a clearing here of the matrix, and we have a caller on. So here we go. So matrix clearing. I'll count to 10. I'll just do it. So we'll go back 5 days. Clear, just done and over with. So there we go. I normally count down, but we want to speed the show up here. So I'm doing what I did when I was in Jesus 2,000 years ago, and it's done and over with. So here we go. Back to you, Sylvia, and we can get the caller on.
Okay, do we have a caller? Anyone there?
Yes, I'm Larry. Hi, Sylvia. Hi, Ron.
Hi, Larry.
Hi. Can you hear me okay?
Can hear you fine.
Okay, fine. I just like to ask a question that Ron's talking about the matrix. It seems that if this Earth is a parallel Earth we're on and not the real Earth, and we're in a matrix, then we must have all transferred to this parallel Earth we're on if we can see through this hole in this canopy into the real solar system and the real Earth planet.
Okay, so what I believe Larry's saying is if we are in the matrix, then we're not here. And we're living in the identical situation that looks like this place, but it's different. Is that what you're saying, Larry?
Yes. In other words, you said, Ron, a person drove up the hill and he saw through a hole to the real universe, the real Earth and solar system, the real one, and we're in an artificial matrix here, which includes the false planet Earth, the false solar system we're in, the false universe, a matrix, instead of going through the hole into the real one.
Yeah, that gets to be very, hard to answer that question, because, remember, when you're not here, where are you? That's what I could say, first of all.
Complicated because
so much going on that does not compute mentally with anybody, because
you
may not even realize that you're not here.
So
if you're not here, then where are you? And then, you know, then from there, it'll look like this here. So, you know, it's kind of like a cat chasing its tail or a dog chasing its tail, because you don't know when you're not here. You do know when you're not with your spirit, and that's all that's the only thing that you have is your spirit with you. So if you're not with your spirit, then more than likely you're going to be somewhere else. Remember, I say, you know, if you're not home, who is? Another way to say it is, if you're not with your spirit, where are you? So remember, you know, it gets very disconcerting, and your spirit can also be taken to other off-planet locations, too. So the whole process is very, very disturbing and distressing, but all that you have, you know, is your spirit, and you need to command yourself to be here now, spirit and body. The mind energy can be anywhere. Remember, that's the darkness. It's always with you, typically, because it's in your head. And so you want to get rid of the mind energy to have a better lifetime here, because then you're in the moment. So if you're not in the moment, and you're not in the moment with your body and your spirit, then where are you? And that's where most people live. Probably almost everybody on the planet lives there. So I don't know if I answered your question or not, but
that's
one way that I can kind of talk about the situation, because it gets to be very, for me, very frustrating. It can feel like there's lack of hope. But, you know, the whole thing is, you know, it's up to you to make that shift. You know, it's like the song that Michael Jackson did, Man in the Mirror, you know. You know, you have to look at yourself, and it's only up to you to do that process, you know. Nobody else can do it for you. So back to you, Sylvia.
If the Earth planet disappears, and like you say, Ron, if it disappears and the solar system disappears, the way we know it, if it's all matrix, it won't be any loss. If there is a real Earth and universe, and the Earth goes back to the spirit goes back to the real Earth from this parallel Earth that we could be on at this point.
Yeah, that is correct. And kind of like in the last words to the Van Halen song on the website, Love Walks In, what is it? When silence speaks as loud as war and Earth returns the way it was before, you know, love comes walking in, you know. So that's where we got to come to. We got to be able to come to that consciousness of being with your spirit continuously, to walk and talk with your spirit. And then we may not be in this reality of time. Otherwise, the time controls you. This is why initially on the show we took you back 2 days in the past. And you probably felt that energy 2 days in the past because maybe you didn't want to be there. Maybe you had a great experience and you go, oh, that's great. Well, that's programmed in you. Maybe it's an awful experience.
It felt very uncomfortable.
Too. And, you know, you don't want to live there. And you will be revisiting that place again if you don't have your emotional clearing. So it's always with you, and that will eventually, like I said, energy blockages, whether it's good or bad, you know, what you think it is as far as whatever it would be. Remember, what could be great for you could be bad for somebody else. They could see, oh, that's a bad thing for you, you know. Winning all that money, you know, at the casino is very bad. Somebody may believe that, you know. And you may say, no, this is great, but you got to remember that it's all judgments. And the fact that you have judgments is what the problem is here. And that gets stored into you, and then you have problems. So thank you for calling, Larry. I don't know if I answered your question all the way, but yes. What he's talking about is I was back in New York talking to somebody, and they were driving over one of the bridges there. Which one, I don't recall, but they said all of a sudden for like 20 seconds, it was daytime. They looked up, and they saw a large hole in the sky. And this is daytime hours, and it was all black with stars in it. So, what does that mean? You know, were they living a life here in a matrix, and they should have been out there in the stars? You know, I don't know. You have to draw your own conclusion on that one. But they did see through into something else that was not here that they could see physically. And then all of a sudden that hole of the clouds being dark out, the dark sky with stars in it, all of a sudden it got closed up. So you can use your own information on that and think what it might be. But basically, you know, that's the way that time is being changed. So back then, all the shows now are typically about time traveling too. You know, so that's not good. So anyway, they want people to time travel now. That's why they're showing it to you. So it'll become a common thing, you know, to get out of your body, to go other places. And that's the way the dark side's going to steal your spirit. And also steal your body because you're somewhere else and not protecting it. So back to you, Sylvia. Thank you for calling, Larry.
Okay, so we have a question from Spirit Inform. And the question is, excluding the physical and emotional bodies, where do the remaining 108 bodies return to after death?
Well, if you haven't been attacked by a dark side practitioner and it hasn't got stolen from you and got to the darkness, being placed there by the darkness energies, okay, then the light ship will have them all and they will put them back to order like a puzzle piece and it will be on the light ship. And then if your spirit in the ascension process chooses to re-energize your blueprint of who you are, your body, then you'll be able to go to where the Earth Spirit chooses to incarnate next to. And at this moment in time, it's that in AC reality. It's not coming back to this planet on 3D. It has this brand new planet there. So it's giving you the opportunity to do this. But that's it. So, the whole thing is, are you having your spirit with you to protect your body? That's the main thing. Because it's all that you have. That's it. You know, if you don't have your spirit, then you're lost. So this is what the light gave you, is your spirit. And so if you don't have a spirit with you, and most people are only 20% of their bodies, so that means that right away they have a problem, then which is not the light ship's fault, okay? It's a fault of people not being integrated with their spirit, okay? Living in an illusion. So if you're not with your body, with your spirit, then where are you and where are the pieces of you? And so, you know, this is the problem with ascension. Like I said earlier, you know, when 2012 comes and they start talking about that in December, are you going to be one of those people that say, wow, ascension's here, I want to grab that bus ticket, man. And, you know, this is your choice. And you're going to say, man, I want to do this ascension because it's being told by everybody. And so you'll be taking a dark side ascension. That's your free choice, free will. The light cannot come in and say, you know, you shouldn't do this. Your spirit knows what to do, what not to do, but the mind energy is so strong and so controlling, and you're going to go for that ride of darkness. And are you going to be ever found again by the light? Hard to say. Darkness is a big universe. They can steal you, put you in between dark side universes, in between dimensions. They can cut you up into little pieces and throw you out like fairy dust everywhere and live off of you. So, you know, that's what happens. This is what we do on the 8-hour conference calls on Sundays. We're having one this Sunday, but this is what we do, is find the parts of you and try to put you back together again so you can have healings, so your body can feel better and have physical healings. Otherwise, you're lost to the darkness, only because your ancestors chose darkness over light. So that's basically it. This is what this show is about, to get you into your body with your spirit. This is what all the healings are for, to clear away the darkness out of you. So some people may say, man, this show is really like doom and gloom. Well, this is your only hope. This is hope coming to you. It's a way to solve it. Remember, if somebody gives you the information and they give you this big bag of doo-doo and there's no solution to it, then you got this bag of doo-doo to work with. And Lightship is here to help you. So it's up to you to want to have the help. It's not up to them to force themselves on you, which they cannot do, because they strictly have free choice, free. And they'll never judge their creations. This is what they gave you. This is your birthright from the light. It's free choice, free will. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, let's see. Karen has a question here, which is to please prioritize the order of importance, if you can, for doing the various barcode removals to avoid going sideways at ascension. She says, sounds like the spirit barcode is on the top of the list. What are the others in order of importance?
Well, we have the spirit barcode, I would say, would be it. If you ask your spirit if it wants to be here for another lifetime, I would say it probably would say, no, I'd like to get out of here. So that's the first thing, your spirit barcode. The next one is, what about your poor body? Okay. Remember, your body has been stuck here in genetics for a long time. So it would like to leave here, too. Remember, each lifetime is like new again. Just gets reborn, in a sense, according to your genetic makeup. So, you know, it's been living for a long time, too. You know, how much do you love your body? Would it like to leave here? Ask your body. I'm sure that it doesn't like what's happening to it here. So, yes, because you're actually communicating with your body. You're having a physical experience here. Does it want to have another life like this one? Most people would probably say, I don't think I'd like to be here again. So that's your body talking to you. So your body one is next, the body abduction barcode. And then we have the ascension barcode. What does that do? Well, that will disconnect the energy from you that the aliens have given you, like we're talking about earlier, the 2012 December date. And that barcode is going to take everybody like little sheep sideways to the dark side universe. Now, what if ascension doesn't happen? What if it happens, you know, 50 years from now, hypothetically? Well, they're still going to take people because they put the date in time. Remember, everybody's reading all this information. Everybody is having the prophecy. So the dark side is setting everything up for you to follow like little sheep for the 2012 ascension date. Okay? So are you going to go sideways? You're going to go to the darkness? Most people will. So, hello, kind of get a clue. Ascension could be before that. But the light, you know, only knows when it's going to happen. There's no predictions in the light. But if it's after that, just think what's going to happen to people here. Will they still come back here? Yeah. The dark side can move you back and forth, just like they're doing now to everybody. Remember, you're in their time-based reality. You're living in time. So that's what happens. So that barcode is very good. There's also a mind matrix barcode, I believe, to take away this energy. You don't get all these transmissions sent to you. So those are probably the main four I would think that people would need to have. And, you know, that's what it takes. And then if you want to live a little better, then get your alien death barcode off of you. That one's very important. And then also do the circulatory clearing to feel better. But, you know, all these clearings are basically needed. Unfortunately, that's just the way it is. I can't help that. Like I said, the light ship only sees what we need. And as people have more problems and present the light ship with more problems because of more judgment that's being uncovered here, then they have to create healings for that. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, I'm pretty sure I heard a beep. Do we have a caller on?
Yes.
Hello. Welcome.
Thank you. Well, I do have a question for Ron. I'm very much a beginner in a sense, and I just happened to have met you, Ron, at the expo last week in L.A. And my question to you is this. I have done a lot of work. I've done a lot of work in clearing extraterrestrial contracts, curse energy. I'm being guided to call you to ask you what you think would be best for me and especially my husband right now. You have a lot of options. I have done a lot of work, but somehow I'm being guided to ask you what is best right now.
Okay, so if you have dealt with the alien stuff and been doing work with that, you might want to, you know, get on the website. Since you're familiar with what the aliens could do to us, get on it for $30 a month and do the alien attack removal. And do that all the time. Since you've been talking about aliens, I would assume, I can't guarantee this, but more than likely you're probably maybe under attack or they're dealing with you or playing with you or doing something that's against your free will, which is what they always do. So you can put the light beam up for 8 hours when you sleep at night. So do that clearing for sure. Okay? And if you're over 30, I would say do the alien death barcode. Get that off of you. That's $150, and you actually have two clearings. So the alien death barcode, most people have three death barcodes. You're not paying $150 per clearing. It's for whatever is needed, okay? Some people need maybe a couple more. I talked to somebody today, I believe, and this person yesterday, and one person had four, I believe, one had five. But most people have three, and it does take a long time, but you start getting your health back and you feel better. And for most people, I could probably say that that's the 80% of the people, after they have that, they physically feel like they're about 10 years younger. So like I said, if you're probably 30 or older, I would recommend having that one done. And that's kind of it. If you wanted to do more clearings, then by all means, do the 8-hour calls that we have on Sundays. This is like an extension of the $30 a month clearing, and we get rid of all these, I can't say all of these, we get rid of a lot of the alien energies, the parasitic life forms that are walking around, living inside of you, moving around, and you're on the light ship for as long as we do these calls here. Typically, you can be on the light ship for maybe up to about a month. And then from there, you know, you feel better. You start getting these things off of you, and all of a sudden your stomach might shrink because you're filled full of octopus energies. If you're interested in having a couple of samples. The programs on the archives on BBS, the first one that I did was 11:30:07 and 10:10:08. And then if anybody's curious on why they don't heal, why they have problems, we had a dog bite situation, and that was 8:28:09 of last year. So you might want to check those three archives out to kind of get your feet wet and just see how you like this. But, you know, I would say everybody on this planet should be on these 8-hour calls on Sundays. That's what I would say. So I hope I answered your question.
Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you. So did you see my presentation there or my workshop or lecture? Or?
I met you there at your booth. So, and I had a healing that. So, and I'm just always interested. So thank you. I really appreciate all your work.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, Sylvia, back to you. Thank you for calling. I appreciate the input there. It makes going out worthwhile when people call in and say they've seen me or that, you know, they had some results of healings or whatever. That's great. Thank you.
Well, unfortunately, our time is up for today. That went by really fast. So I don't know if you have an announcement or any upcoming dates you want to let people know about.
Yeah, so this coming Sunday is the 8-hour conference call. Starts at 10 o'clock Pacific Standard Time. This will be the next phase for the next 3 weeks for the 8-hour calls. It's on the website at the very top of the page. If you wish to get on there, you can use PayPal. And it's $200 for 28 hours of healing. It includes our once-a-month 4-hour call, and it will be on the second Saturday of this month, okay? Instead of the third, it will be the second. And then from there, I'll be back in New York. I'll be at an event at the Edgar Cayce ARE Center. I'm invited there again to do aura photos for people and healing. So that'll be on the 20th of next month. They're on 30th Street, and then the expo is the following weekend, which is Friday, Saturday, Sunday, 26, 27, 28, and that's a New Life Expo at the New Yorker Hotel, and it's about one block from Penn Station. So by all means, if you're back east listening to this program, come and see me. We'll have the light infusion chamber there, and my booth number, I believe, is 223. We're in the Crystal Room. And we'll have our big booth and have a lot of fun with people. And I believe I have two events there, two lectures, I believe. Plus, I'll be on the Strange Universe panel on Saturday at 10 o'clock. And so if you want to see that, that's also going to probably be on the website. It takes a couple of weeks, I think, to get it put up from the people who are doing that. But it might even be a live broadcast. But anyway, I'll just better get off here. So I'll say blessings to all of you and have a wonderful evening. Our next program on BBS will be Friday night. We kind of dedicate the Friday night program to paranormal stuff, if that happens to go that way for you. And we're on station 2 in place of station 1. So it's the same time as this, 5 minutes earlier, in fact. So blessings to all of you. Bring the light beam up. I'll bring some peace energy in for the next half an hour. We'll see you later, everybody. Bye,
hi,
everyone.
Thank you for all your questions. If we didn't get to all of yours, we apologize. Time ran out, but please come back. We'll take up the rest. So see you then. Good night.
Bye.